knew she was going to sing it, and I still cried. Every now and then I ask people what they'd like for me to talk about on Sunday mornings. The first thing they say is relationships. And then they often say prayer, and particularly unanswered prayer. My sense is there's a struggle going on with prayer, how to do it, how to get results, and it's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be a way to remind ourselves that all is well, no matter the appearance. But I know that's easier said than done. We've been having this series called Questions You Won't Hear in Unity, and what we've talked about the last 3 weeks actually gives us a really good foundation for understanding prayer, because we've been talking about the relationship between God and human beings. The first week was about sin and salvation. Have you been saved? A question you won't hear in Unity. Because we said there's no need to be saved from God's wrath. We are chips off the divine block. We're made in the image and likeness of God. We're spiritual beings. God is nothing but love for you. Then we talked about repentance and forgiveness. Have you been forgiven? We repent when we change our minds and see things differently. We forgive to save ourselves, to let go of the poisonous feelings based on earlier judgments. God doesn't have to forgive us because God has not judged us. God is nothing but love for you. Then last week we talked about heaven and hell. Neither is a literal place where you go after you die for reward or punishment. You're loved no matter what you do. Heaven and hell, though, are states of consciousness. We create heaven and hell for ourselves here on earth, sometimes both in one day. Easy example, Obama in the White House. Is heaven for some, hell for others. It's our thoughts about him and what he does. Rain, a blessing for some, a curse for others. It all depends on how we think about it. What each of these topics has in common is thought. Sin is error thinking. It's how we miss the mark. Repentance is changing our thinking. Forgiveness revises our thoughts about something. And heaven and hell stem from what we think about. So it's not surprising that when the topic turns to prayer, it's all about our thoughts. There's even a little song, "Our thoughts are prayers and we are always praying." Because we're never out of contact. We're never separate from the divine. It is who we are. So what we've established these past weeks about our relationship with God is that we are swimming in an ocean of divine love, and we have our own power and responsibility to make the world we live in. And it always starts in thought. So the real problem of unanswered prayer lies in thought, in the way we define prayer. Most people think of prayer as asking God to intervene in our lives to make it better, or to intervene in someone else's life. They would say their prayers have been answered if things turn out the way they hoped, and they'd tell their friends, prayer works. But if you don't get the outcome you wanted, what does that mean? God doesn't love you? No. We've already established there's nothing but love here for you. So did you pray wrong somehow? You didn't pray hard enough? You're being disciplined in some way, like a child being denied candy? You can't have that. It's not good for you. Prayer does work. We just need to remember what it is and isn't. So let's break this down into 4 questions. What is prayer? What is an answer to prayer? What might prevent answers? And how then do we pray? What is prayer? This is my best soundbite today. This is what I think today. Prayer is focused thought that moves energy. It is working in partnership with the divine, with an unseen greater power. And that's pretty much all we know about prayer. It's not an appeal to a supreme being to grant us favors. It's not an effort to convince a distant God to change his mind and reach into our lives to make things better. As we understand it in Unity, prayer is renewing your awareness of God within and knowing that the divine is working in you, through you, and as you on the earth. Prayer can be like a conversation, Sometimes it's just sitting in silence together, you and the divine presence in whatever form makes sense to you, angels, Jesus, guides, or just vastness or love. But prayer is also the power of thought to shape substance, which is the invisible creative energy of the universe. Thoughts have creative power. So you'd think we could just decree what we want and it would come to pass. We can. That is the law. And at our level of spiritual development, we don't always know what we're asking, really, truly, deep down asking for with our thoughts and beliefs. What we think we want on the surface might not match our energetic vibration, which comes from our deepest desires. What constitutes an answer to prayer? You might not like hearing this, but the answer is whatever shows up. The answer is always yes to what you really, truly, deep down want. It's a yes to your soul. We tend to think prayer hasn't been answered when we don't see the results we wanted, but that's just at the level of ego. What if you could pray and then pay attention to what happens and trust that whatever it is, it's the perfect right answer? So let's say someone you love is near death, and you could pray that they live. You could pray more generally for their highest and best, but you're hoping that they live, and they die anyway. Were your prayers not answered? Or could their death have been the highest and best for them and for you? What if part of your soul's journey is to learn to accept loss? Sometimes you get to see the purpose and the good now or later, and sometimes never. But can you trust the prayer was answered in the best way for all? Please know that what appears to be unanswered prayer is not a lack of love or attention on the other side. Whatever you think you're praying to does hear you, is aware of your energy. And certainly, we can have preferences for how things turn out. But increasingly, I believe I can't know the best solution. That's only the ego talking. What I want is good, and what I don't want is bad. We don't have the big picture. We don't know each person's soul path, even our own. We don't always know why we attract what we do into our lives, and we don't know what's best for others' lives. We do know that even the most difficult circumstances can bring gifts and blessings if we remain open to the good. This is true whether we're praying for ourselves or someone else. And notice the words pray for. I've realized just those words imply a sense of lack. There's something missing and I'm praying for it. When the goal is to pray from a consciousness of abundance, the attitude from which you pray makes a difference in how you receive the answer. As we've said so many times, you can block your own good with your thoughts. Doubt is a block. That can keep you from seeing the answer. Self-pity is a block. Convinced things are bad, they're always going to be bad. Mistrust of the universe is a block. Well, things won't really work out for me. And fear is a block. Of course you can pray while you're afraid. We all do. But the goal is to pray from a level of consciousness where you know that all is well and you live in love, instead of wallowing in fear and worry, focused on everything that's wrong. It is very easy for prayers to become a litany of what's wrong. Then we add our imagination about what could go wrong, and there's hardly room to receive an answer. Trust you are being heard and answered. Look around again to see what's here for you. The answer might be right in front of you. Or maybe you can trust enough to let go of the outcome and let it unfold. Sometimes the pieces have to be arranged for your highest good, and in our dense three-dimensional world, that can take time. Can you trust that the perfect outcome will happen at the perfect time? It's not easy to wait. It is not easy to accept that an outcome you didn't want really is best for all concerned. It's much easier to decide your prayer hasn't been answered. But I know this is anthropomorphic, but just imagine what's going on the other side. The angels, God, the universe must be so frustrated. They hear our prayers, or they pick up our energetic vibration. They set up everything for us, the perfect reflection of who we are, something specifically designed to satisfy our souls and our paths in this lifetime, and we don't see it. And we're down here complaining, my prayer wasn't answered. We forget there's a bigger picture where our own higher selves are working. This isn't being done for you. It's being done with you. This is why your consciousness in prayer is so important. It takes spiritual maturity and real understanding of your oneness with the divine to trust the creative activity of the Holy Spirit, the Logos, Sophia, wisdom, is always at work on your behalf with your cooperation. So prayer is focused thought that connects or merges with divine creative energy. Answers, well, the answer is always yes to whatever you ask at the deepest levels. The answers fulfill your true desires for your soul's growth. The human situation might still be difficult. And you know, I don't believe we can only learn through pain, but we all remember events of our lives that we didn't like and didn't want, and still we grew from them. Sometimes we even say they're the best things that ever happened to us. Sometimes the best method of prayer is to get out of the way and let the good flow to you. So, how do you pray? Any way you want is the short answer. But if you're looking for guidance, let me offer 5 basic steps. The first is to acknowledge God is all there is. No matter what's happening, there is a divine presence in the midst of it. It is everywhere. It is all knowledge and intelligence. It is all love. Everything exists within this one mind. You exist within this one mind. Step 2 is to acknowledge that all forms of personal power are spirit in expression. You are expressing spirit in everything you do, and so is everyone else. Anything we try to judge is still the presence of the divine because it's all one. So how can we label any part of it bad? Just consider that whatever is going on is serving some purpose, or at least that it cannot be outside of God. God is all there is. I am divine, I am God in expression, and step 3 is where you get to say what you want, or more accurately, declare it, affirm it. The outcome you prefer already exists within this one great spirit, this one mind. So you get to use spiritual law to call it forth. The more certain you can be about this, the better. Use your imagination for what's possible. Don't get caught in what exists today or what happened in the past. Know the truth, the perfect order and balance of all life. You're not asking some entity or being or power separate from you to grant your wishes. You already are within all that is. So you can state what you want as naturally as you would say, please pass the salt. Focus on what you do want, not what you don't, and affirm only for yourself, not what someone else will do. The 4th step is gratitude, which isn't hard once you've realized that God is present in every circumstance and condition of your life. Give thanks for whatever you've affirmed as if it's already done. If you affirmed health, give thanks for a strong body. If you affirmed prosperity, give thanks for abundance. Wrap your affirmation in a blanket of gratitude. And then the 5th step is release. Sometimes this is the hardest step. This is about trust again. Trust it's being handled in greater ways than you can see. You know, your thoughts are reflected to you. So by shifting your consciousness through prayer, you have adjusted the view and you'll get a different reflection. Of course, you will take whatever action is necessary on your part. But at the same time, turn it over, let it go, release it to the all of spirit. This isn't easy to explain briefly. This is what we teach in prayer workshops and chaplain training. There is a little book about it called Five Steps to Freedom. It's in the bookstore. These are the five steps taught at the Centers for Spiritual Living. Kit is our expert on that. So she has agreed to model this kind of prayer for you when she does the meditation in a minute. The five steps again: acknowledge the divine presence as all that is. Know yourself to be divine too, an expression of spirit. Affirm the outcome you want and believe it. Go ahead and give thanks for it, and then release it to the unseen power of the universe, knowing it is done. And what if it doesn't turn out the way you wanted? Trust that this is what you want in the long run, in the great scheme of things at the soul level. And remember that whatever happens on this earth is just a temporary condition. You will return to your true home and natural state of balance in due time, and you will be amazed at what you learned here. So let's take this into a five-step meditation with Kit.
Let's just breathe deeply, 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 fully in and out completely. And just be mindful of that flow, the breath, inspired inspiration, in spiritus. The breath of God. Just continue to deep breathe. Move into that center, that heart center. Just feel your body relax into your chair. Let your heartbeat become your prayer. What I know on this beautiful Texas spring morning, with deep blue skies and light breezes, I know that this is our physical experience of the divine. That divine presence, it is everywhere present. That breath of God, that is the wind. We cannot see it, but it is always around us. That very air that we breathe. And I know that this source, no matter what we call it, the source of the divine, God, Spirit, the universe, is always present. Always, always present. It created the stars, the heavens, the earth, the wind itself. That omnipotent love, that omniscient presence is here right now. And here present in everyone in this space, everyone beyond this space. And in this room right now, the multitudes of divine expressions, the unique divine expressions, is astounding, the power that we possess. That presence of God is in and through each of us, expressing as us right now. And what I know for everyone present in this space right now is that highest idea, that divine idea, is being expressed in joyful ways, such joyful ways, in perfect health, balanced bodies, balanced energy, fulfilling work, doing the work in this world that we are here to do. I know that that work is being done right here and right now. I know that everyone in this place taps into that divine idea, that presence, knowing, trusting that everything is unfolding absolutely perfectly in exactly the right time. And I know great abundance, overflowing abundance, is just an idea away, one thought away. Because I know that there is this source that is infinite, that supply that is unending, that everyone present here right now has access to at every moment, just one thought away. And I know that those thoughts are being formed right now, moved into that space, moved into that place of acceptance, accepting the personal divinity, knowing that the light is always shining, always available, always there, regardless of conditions outside. So I proclaim, I claim, I demand, I command from that source these magnificent ideas, abundant health, abundance in all areas of life, in these divine expressions in this room. And now I give thanks for that. We have not created anything here. We have simply revealed what is already the truth. We have aligned our thoughts with that truth, aligned our acceptance with it. And I know it to be good because it is good, because it cannot be anything else, because it is God. God is good all the time, and we are in the middle of it. We are it. So knowing the truth with gratitude, knowing this truth, this amazing truth, I simply let it go. There is no other thing to do but let it be, because the law is going to do what it does, and it says yes, and I know that the good in this room, the good in these expressions, these divine expressions, in myself and in everyone in this place, are here by divine appointment, doing what is to be done. So I let it be, because it is good, and we simply affirm that by saying, and so it is. Let's anchor that with the Alleluia. Alleluia.